Should all acquaintance be forgot?
That's it. We lost it.
Who knows the rest of that?
I don't even know how that song became the song for New Year's Eve.
May all acquaintance be forgot.
Is it all? No, it's old acquaintance.
Old.
A-U-L-D.
Old.
May all acquaintance be forgotten. Let's fire the cannon.
Fire the cannon.
Like, that's the era that seems to be from.
So ridiculous. Oh, Jiminy, what you do? Pass it along. Put on a high. I love you. Do pass it along.
Happy New Year's.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SHIT Show.
Yeah.
Welcome to the SHIT Show. I'm alongside. I'm alongside. Hello, Gregory. Hi.
Hello.
Rubbish. Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
Good evening, ladies.
Today is the last day of 2012.
We're still here.
We are.
Thank God it's over.
Still here.
We are.
Thank God it's over.
Hey, remember when the world's supposed to end a week and a day or two ago?
Yeah.
And yet here we are.
Yeah.
You know
who's the most disappointed with the fact that we're still here? Everyone else who was really pushing for not being here. All those sign carriers, all those repenters.
Are there people? Were there people out there really going for it? I kind of didn't register it.
Oh, yeah.
They were actually firing up the Hydron Collider, you know, on the day of.
Really?
Specifically, you know, as like a poke in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the Large Hydron Collider.
Why?
Yeah.
Why were they doing that?
Well, they were running it, but that was the thing.
To provoke people?
I don't know if they were doing it to provoke people, but it certainly did provoke people, because people are like, this is the
thing.
This is the thing that can end the planet. How dare you run it on the day?
Do you know what can end the planet? Nothing that we're going to make. You know what ends the planet?
What?
Wait. Asteroid. What?
Hmm. What are you talking about? What did you just say? Let's rewind the tape.
You know what's going to end the planet?
What?
Nothing that we're going to make.
Okay.
That's interesting. Yeah. Did you think that that's not true?
Mm-hmm. I think that about 60 years ago, we made a couple of things that could end
up. No, hold on. You didn't hear what I said. We make things that...
All right, let's
go back
to the tape.
You know what's going to end the planet?
What?
Nothing that we're going to make. You know what's going to put holes in the planet and make us not be on it? Things that we're going to make or have.
I didn't hear that part. We played past it.
Oh, you played past it. You rewind it too far.
Let's rewind it and play it back in slow motion. Right there.
Yeah, that's where we stopped.
That's where we stopped.
Well, whatever, man. I just think that we already have. What's your point?
The point is, like, all these things that people are going crazy. Like, we've discovered this we made this thing. That means the world's going to, suck into it?
Maybe.
Decipher through it?
No. We don't know, man.
You know how big this planet is?
How big, bro?
Do you have an idea?
Please tell me.
It's wicked big.
Smaller than a speck of sand in the grand scheme of things?
That's right. In the great seam of things.
In the great couch of the world, in the universe.
You know what? It's New
Barely
Year's.
A stitch.
New Year's Eve. Who cares? We made it. Why are we talking about the
another year.
World?
Another year. I got to tell you, we're still here. We're bringing it through.
Yeah, we are.
And we're bringing it through by singing a song written by a Scot in 1788.
Thank you.
That's what I said, right? 1700s. It's like,
all
what
acquaintance.
Is that?
Should all lang syne. But let me tell you, we're here. We've lost some this year. We've gained some this year. Just like every year before us and every year thereafter.
Who'd we gain this year?
Oh, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of
babies.
A lot of little babies running around.
A lot of babies popping out. You have any babies this year?
I did not. No.
Do you think any girls out there running around with your kids? Like maybe with one or two?
Maybe you got a kid.
I don't think so. You know, I got to say that back in college.
Uh huh.
I toyed with the idea.
A couple slip ups, couple of nights where you let it go. Couple of shots.
Planted a seed in the Garden of Love?
No. I've toyed with the idea of, you know, donating to a sperm
did you do
donor
it?
Place.
Yeah.
I didn't. But, you know, I thought about it, and then that thought of, there are going to be a lot of little me's out there is, you know, do I hold any responsibility by releasing more music?
Well, kind of. I mean, you do. You hold a responsibility. You know, it is crazy.
On a soul level. Like, yeah. I would get a little bit weird on you right now if we really wanted to get into, like,
because there could be more me's out there.
I don't know if that's a bad thing.
Yeah, but not being involved, just being it to shoot a load and get a paycheck.
Whoa.
Come on, that's what's happening.
Hey, sometimes you need $50.
Is that how much it is?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's an insanely low number.
For doing what, though, Craig?
Right. No,
really,
I know.
You do not, I mean,
for doing what you do every day anyway.
Let me tell you, the implications are absolutely they're there. That
but do you,
you
think,
are releasing
besides that?
What if someone you know, a woman, who's just really, she just wants to be a mother and she doesn't have a relationship that she's in, but she's like, I'm gonna have a child. I'm gonna go about this on my own. I want to bring a child into this world.
Yeah,
and that woman is a dear friend of yours. I'm gonna leave names out so as not to put anyone on the spot, but it's a dear friend. I'm not gonna make it too personal for you because that would be a little too much. But they say to you, Robert, I would love for you to seed me. Would you seed them?
Are you saying this because this has happened to you, or is
I've
this,
been
this
is I've
very
been
specific. You've not been approached.
I have.
You've been approached.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, I have.
Wow.
That's bullshit.
That's a very...
By a lesbian couple or...
I'm not going to go into too much detail.
Hang on. Because it's tough. In my situation, you know, I'm in a committed relationship.
Right.
So being asked to seed somebody... Specify the scenario. No, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Specify this... Come on.
All right, let's get specific, Robert, with someone who's single at the table. Gregory.
Oh, okay.
Greg, you need to answer this question.
Yeah, I think it's more of an answer for you.
Okay, what's the question?
So say you're at where you're at now, and you're turning 40 years old. Right?
Okay.
Which, let's be honest, highly likely.
Right around
that I'm still single.
Still single,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So someone who is very dear to you.
All right, drop a name.
I'm not dropping names. That's crazy. I'm not going
to. Well, why not?
Well, because that's
they
too
don't
specific.
Listen to the show.
It's too specific. In our audience, it's not a matter of who it is. It's more a matter of the hypothetical
scenario. Okay.
We're in a new year. It's starting new.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
What's she like, though?
She's a good friend of yours.
Have I slept with her before?
No.
Just a real good friend of yours.
Because this is not about the sex.
It's about you, about her trusting.
Is she
where
older
the seed's
than me?
Coming from. Same age.
So she's 40 and she's single? Or is she in a lesbian committed relationship?
She's 35. She's single. And she's always just wanted to be a mother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And life has played out in such a way. She's a career woman. She's got a bunch of dough. She's able to deal with it financially. She's okay. She's a very responsible person. By the way, Greg doesn't have friends like this. So this is totally just about big game.
Oh, man.
But let's just say he did.
Yeah.
And she comes to you and she's like, Greg, I want you to father my child. Three questions. A, do you say yes? And upon then saying yes, do you say, okay, you have two choices. A, I'll go into a laboratory and do what I got to do. Or B, let's do a deal.
Okay, first of all, my answer would be no to the whole thing. If it's a single woman. Mm-hmm. If it's a lesbian couple that's going to handle their business and do it, cool.
Why?
Whoa.
What's
so
the difference?
You're afraid that the single woman's then going to turn around and say, hey, this is your kid.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Because,
amazing
know,
philosophy.
Right?
Yeah. Lives by.
Wow. Because I've never – it's fear?
Well, no. It's interesting.
Because I have had the experience of having very long and drawn-out conversations with women that are very logical and like, here's the deal, here's what we're
about
doing.
About children?
No, about sex or about like dating. And everyone's in agreement and it's all – everybody's thumbs up.
You have them sign a contract.
No, it's not.
Let's read all
verbal.
Of the points here.
It's
yeah.
verbal. It's
yeah.
just like, yep, I get it. We both get it. Yes.
Wait for it.
Okay. Now
wait
let's
for
take
it.
Our – clothes off.
Take her clothes off, do the thing, and then all of a sudden afterwards...
The contract goes up in flames.
It's not even like we ever signed a contract. We never even talked about the contract.
Gotcha. Okay.
Do you know why that is?
But I don't blame... Because there's a physical, hormonal response that happens with a woman.
It's a false contract to begin with.
Right.
Okay, what if it's...
And that's the thing that I would worry about with giving somebody my seed.
What if your friend approaches you, male friend, and says... I'm having my doctor says that I can't, you know,
have kids.
I'm shooting blanks.
Yep. So go sleep with
so
my wife.
Can you please inseminate
take one for the
my
team.
Wife?
Go sleep with your
go
my
sleep
wife.
With my wife. You get one night, and then.
Brian, know. are we interrupting you? Hmm? Are we keeping you? Is there? Do you need to? Do you need to go somewhere?
Sorry, I'm
checking your phone.
Probably. I just fell asleep. I'm back now, though.
He was on his phone. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, Gerard was
unlike
on
you guys.
His
I have a job
phone.
Sometimes that I have to deal with on a 24/7 basis.
Oh, really? Because you said you were going to bed before you
so
came
true.
Here.
So yeah. true. Anyway, yeah. we're derailing here. Let's get back on track, Greg, to what it is that you have a problem with, and that's what.
So
you completely missed
what
everything.
What did he just say?
I was in the middle of a question.
Go ahead and finish the question.
Did you hear his sentence? That's to what another, it is that you yeah. have a problem with, to it is what?
Fucking
amazing.
Let's continue with the question then, Greg.
Yeah.
So it's your friend. Your friend comes up to you and says, I'm shooting blanks. Would you sleep with my wife for me, please? And help me out. And Brian, you could answer this question too.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, now that's why is a lesbian couple okay, but the friend
I'm not
couple
go
is
have
no.
sex with one of my friend's wives.
I'm not asking you.
I'm not sure.
Asking you to.
No.
I'm not sure I've ever heard a more uncomfortable question come out of Robert Shine.
I can't believe it.
even to
hand them my seed outside of my body.
Yeah, in a cup. Like,
no, you're
even
saying,
that.
Even
yeah,
that.
Sure. Yeah, even that.
No, the poison would take hold and it would root deep inside.
Well, yeah,
the
because
woman,
then your best friend would, yeah. on the day of birth
yeah.
all of a sudden has a little Greg Hoyt pop
yeah.
out of his wife.
Yeah.
And you know what I want to do at that point? If I'm that other guy, and I'm not saying I am or I would ever do that, but I'm just putting myself in that position, you know, all of a sudden this little blonde, curly-haired kid pops out,
right.
which clearly has nothing to do with me. You know what I would do? I'd hand it to Greg and be like, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Or the wife would be like, oh, man, that's a cute – Greg made a cute kid. What a great guy. You know what I mean? No, for real. Like, I feel like it's way too complicated, the psychology.
Oh, okay. Life gets complicated quick, kid.
You know, but the
so
thing
don't
is,
add any fuel to the fire. It's already
the
there.
The thing is, that does happen.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Does it?
Sure.
The best friend thing happens.
Anything
and
happens.
Then also
– all of it happens.
There can also be somebody in the family. Like a brother.
What? Wait,
yeah.
what are we talking
but
about?
But it's not like if, for example, you have a
oh,
female.
Oh, yeah, okay, I got you.
You know,
you.
So
yeah.
you have a female partner, oh. and then you're shooting blanks, mm-hmm. and then they're like, well, let me get some sperm from your brother. And that's about mm-hmm. as close as we can get to it being yours.
Yeah, I bet
you
it
know
does
what I mean?
Happen.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Well, in that scenario, you wouldn't be a part of it because you would be shooting blanks.
Well. Old Lang Syne.
Shooting blanks. Is that where nothing comes out or where what comes out is just
what comes out is just
what comes out is there's nobody home.
Non-existent. Nobody's home.
Nobody's home.
They're not wiggling.
No.
They're just
Dead.
You it comes out, but they're just yeah. Nobody's home.
Or they always swim the wrong direction.
It's just like a deflating balloon.
It's just
the sound you make that your penis makes.
Just a puff of powder. It's just like a powder. It's like a. It's like dust. You're like ah. Huh? Well,
what? That's not normal. That's not normal. Oh yeah. Oh, that was it.
Oh man. Oh, that was an airsoft gun with little bullets in it?
There you go. I tell you. So what's your New Year's resolution?
New Year's.
All right, New Year's resolutions around the table. Greg, go.
My New Year's resolution this year is to be kinder to myself.
Oh boy.
That's a hard one.
So too lame. Fucking hard on myself. So really? Lame. It's not
no.
lame.
It's not lame. Your New Year's resolution, take a vacation.
Oh, I support that.
I did, but I did, I will go on record and say, I did take a good vacation this year, right? When I went back east, that
yeah,
was
but,
a good.
But, yeah, it was a
wait,
good,
was
went
that,
back
and you weren't going back to be interviewed by anybody or anything?
Nope.
It was a pure.
My cousin was getting married, but what I did.
No, that doesn't really count. Like a real vacation. Like you go and like. You've never taken a vacation.
And
like
don't,
an
I'm not
vacation.
Talking about go home either.
I know, I can't.
It's got
to
be.
No, like go on a cruise. Go to the Caribbean. Go to Hawaii. Go
because,
to like New
exactly.
Zealand.
And it's something that doesn't feel. Like when you go home, it's like you feel like you're meeting also an obligation. There is something in there to it. I know that's not really what's happening or why it's happening, but it's there.
Okay.
But if you go, like, go to Mexico or to go to Canada or something like that, there's nothing other than the point of going on a vacation and relaxing. That is the only reason why you're doing that.
Yeah, it's true. Let me say this. All right, so that's your resolution. My resolution for you.
Yeah, okay. Wait, what are we doing? I have resolutions for you guys.
All right, that's fine. We'll go around. Here's my resolution for you, all right. 2013, go back to Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
Robert,
good.
You're right. I like that.
That's good.
That's a good one. Thank you. Yeah,
well, mine for him was go on a vacation.
All right. That's fine. All right. Let's go with this.
All right. Now do yours. All right.
My New Year's resolution is I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. Oh, we should be living to the fullest every day of the year.
Play the game.
All right. I'll play the game.
All right.
My New Year's resolution this year is to
Now go with the first thing that came that you blocked.
Like I'm not blocking.
Yeah,
It's right here.
Yeah.
It's right here. My New Year's resolution this year is to allow myself.
Ah. Oh, all right. I like that.
That's pretty deep.
I'm gonna give myself permission this year.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
Which arguably, I've never done.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Robert?
Okay. My New Year's resolution for you, Brian, is for you to not bail. And I mean that on you know, so many different levels.
I love it.
But do you know what I mean, though?
Because why don't you explain it a little bit?
I'm just going to say that you have a lot of talents.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, your brain goes to, like, whatever, DEFCON 4 or something. The alarms sound, and you seal the hatch, and you're done, and you're out. And you've done that multiple times in the world of improv.
Yeah.
Right?
That's because I hate improv.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, that's so not true. Yeah. So not true.
It may be the one true love.
Yeah. And so, you know, you bail.
Yeah.
And you've got a lot of things going for you.
I think that is in alignment with allowing yourself
permission.
What did I say?
Allow myself.
I'm going to allow myself.
Yeah.
And allow myself permission was how it evolved.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to allow myself permission. That goes with it. Okay, right.
Greg.
What would I give Brian?
Yeah, what's his?
What New Year's resolution would I assign to Brian?
Yeah.
What did you assign to me? I liked it.
To go to Ireland. I was very specific.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Go back to Ireland.
Yeah, that's
you,
right.
Because that trip's still hanging with you.
Yeah, big time.
And that was 5 years ago.
Yep. That was my last.
Do it again.
Okay. First of all, I applaud your New Year's resolution for Brian and Robert. That was right on. Yeah. Don't bail. I would second that. I would second your New Year's resolution, which is give yourself permission. And my New Year's resolution for you would be, from the outside, it would be to continue to speak for you to speak what you're passionate about, not what you're just doing.
Because
people are confused.
Oh, God.
Right? Am I wrong?
Some people are confused.
And the important people. And we talked about this a million times.
Yeah, yeah, well, we're all saying the same shit here.
That's right.
We kind of are.
But I'm adding a little bit of
a little nuance to it.
Speaking it. You know what I mean? Sharing it. Telling people what you're about.
Yeah.
Because people think, like, oh, that guy's got to be about that. But then if you're not talking about it, it loses its life a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
You like that one?
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. Robert, what's your New Year's resolution?
It's tough, you know? It's tough. I'm in the seat now.
It's hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a little uncomfortable.
I'd like to go through all of our reactions. When I got mine, my reaction was, Brian's was, and yours was, it's tough.
You know? Yeah. I'm moving in with my lady friend.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a big step.
You ever done that?
It's not that fun. Just call your roommate. It goes a lot sooner.
Oh,
lot
okay. Yeah.
Whoa.
Almost
Greg almost fell over there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that just the resolution there is to be as open and as accepting to compromise in a new situation, you know, and just be open to new ways of looking at things.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
I'm gonna jump on that. Okay. I'm going to ride a similar line for my resolution for you, Robert.
Yes, go to Ireland.
Oh. Loosen the grip a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Let the horses run a little wild.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What's going to happen? Let it go.
Yeah.
Where are the horses going to take it?
You're visually releasing handlebars.
I'm visually I'm taking my hands off of the reins.
Okay. Jesus, take the wheel. Okay. My resolution for you, Robert Shallide.
Yeah.
I second Brian's.
Okay.
I second yours. Mm. I would resolve, if I were you, to make love at least 3 times a week.
Day. That was good. That was a good round. Nice. That was a good round. What I'd like to do is encourage our listeners to have a similar round. Share with those who they love the most.
Yeah.
Share with those around you. That was a very good exercise.
Yeah. Impose resolutions on those.
Go
who
around,
love.
Ask your friends what their New Year's resolution is, and then impose a resolution upon them.
Honey, you should eat less.
That's fat.
I think that will
be my resolution.
I
for
would
you.
Like to. If there's nothing else, this episode's going to do engage our listeners to have a conversation that may be a bit uncomfortable. By asking those around them to impose a resolution upon them.
Ooh, well, happy 2013, everyone.
Man. 2013, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, all right, I want to, let's say what we hope for 2013.
We just
vision,
did.
No, our vision for 2013. Go ahead, Ryan.
Like for the world? Like
for whatever it is.
Well, it's your idea, you go first, I don't know what you're asking.
My vision for 2013
is
of peace, and I hope that it finds you surrounded by candle light. And abundance and health.
Greg.
And Christmas music.
What? Robert, hold on a second.
What?
You gave. Yeah, Greg.
What?
You said that last week.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For what?
For the Christmas wish.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I did that toast.
Yeah.
Okay, I had it written down.
Yeah. So,
okay, my vision for 2013.
2013. Here it is.
Here comes 2013. My vision for 2013 is to have an awesome, kick-ass, exciting, loving, adventurous, free, abundant, ridiculous, happy, healthy, wealthy, no war, peaceful, giving, accepting, growing, planting, reaping, sowing, showering, growing, sleeping, eating, fucking, jumping, running, hiking, sailing, flying, rowing, skiing, kayaking, painting, vacuuming, speaking, singing, acting, thriving, filmmaking. New Year.
Yes. That says it for all.
Yeah. Ditto.
That says it for all.
Ditto.
On behalf of Robert Shine and Gregory Hoy,
I
am Brian Gerard. We wish you a very happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy 2013.
Happy 2013.
We are the Shine Show.
Yeah.
Yay.
May the great,